Bushun and in a way, Magani dug. Peshago benesia que indigo, mang and do dame, ga os a squadje me cog and do in jaba, ga misqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishin a cause. Hello, my relatives. My spirit Ojibwe name is One Thunderbird Woman. And my clan is the Loon Clan. I am from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, the place where the first Ojibwe came to, that big lake. They saw a giant leech swimming in it. And I live in Gamiskwa Wako Kog. And that was what that is what we know the city of Cass Lake by. The Gamiskwa Wako Kog means the place where red cedar trees are plentiful. And of course, they're no longer plentiful, and that's all about history. And that's why I'm here tonight to share with you the history of Leech Lake Nation. Growing up on Leech Lake Nation, I had never heard our creation story. Growing up on Leech Lake Nation, I didn't know the history of our nation, about the Treaty of 1855, about the 46,000 acres of land of ours that were flooded, and how our coffins and our body parts, the skeletons, were found on beaches after the reservoir system had been built on the upper Mississippi River on our reservation. I didn't know all these things back in those days, but I've been really gifted to be able to learn a little bit about our people, about our land, about our governance, and about our language, and about our culture, things that are just valuable to me. At one time, I remember my friend Ada Belinda Dancing Mountain Lion. She was she said she was driving down the freeway in Minneapolis one day, and she saw a person ride by her in another car, and that person had a hole in his forehead. And she said it had to do with that person was lacking knowledge of himself. And so to me, to be able to learn about our history and our land, our governance, our language and our culture has filled up that hole in my head and my heart also. So welcome to History of Leech Lake Nation. Today, I'm going to be talking about the June 2011 issue of Debajaman. Debajaman meaning storytelling, our newspaper. So what was the stories being told in June of 2011? Well, the Leech Lake Tribal College had held its commencement ceremony on Saturday, May 14th, 2011. 25 of our students had received their degrees. The valedictorian was Wade Jackson, and the salutatorian was Leela Northbird. And Leela Northbird, she comes from a large family, and she's such an intelligent young woman. The secretary-treasurer candidates in 2011 were Donnie Hedberg and Donald McFinn. Donald McFinn would win the election. In Sugar Point, the new community center groundbreaking had been held. One of the attendees was Steve White, the District 2 representative in 2011. 5 years later, in 2016, Steve is still our Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe District 2 representative. Ray Chaz Brown had written an article about the groundbreaking for the new Sugar Point Community Center. His brother Kenneth Brown was a chef for the day. And Tracy Gale had said a prayer, and Chaz reported that an eagle soared above the grounds effortlessly. Oh, Mikasi, so important to us carrying our prayers up there to Ishpeming. Ray Chaz Brown wrote that the new community center had been a hope and dream for many people for many years. The Sugar Point area is an older part of the reservation, and it had been a sacred place for Chaz and lots of people from that area. He commented on his father bringing him there. His father would gather roots and ironwood bark and some water roots and visit with Jenny Chase White, who was married to John White. Chaz said that Jenny Chase White had studied nursing at the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. And of course, that school, the Carlisle Indian boarding school, located in Pennsylvania, the largest student body there were of the Boonag Nation, the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota nations, and the second largest student body there was Ojibwe. So Chaz also mentioned the many fine powwows that Sugar Point hosts. In 2011, the annual powwow would have been the 14th of its kind. This year, in 2016, the 19th annual Sugar Point Powwow will be held on September 16th through the 18th. Leech Lakers and many other powwow families always look forward to this last summer powwow of the year on Leech Lake. One of their events that's always fun is a rope pulling contest. People always enjoy the canoe races. And me, I always bring along a plastic ice cream bucket, an empty one, because September is the time that high bush cranberries ripen, and I know a couple of bushes there in Sugar Point. I love the taste of high bush cranberries, although when you make it into a jelly, it doesn't smell very good, huh? The Sugar Point Community Center is used for most of the area's events and gatherings. The Head Start program is also held at the center. In 2011, Tracy Gale gave the prayer during the groundbreaking ceremony. In 2016, Tracy is a member of Sugar Point's local Indian Council. She is the LIC Secretary Treasurer. The LIC Local Indian Council Chairperson is Ava Mangum. And the Vice Chairperson is Tonya Wilson. Community Representative Anthony Smith and Community Representative Tony Lelosh. And of course, Sugar Point is famous for being the location of the last official battle in the United States between the federal government and an Indian tribe, the 1898 Battle of Sugar Point, in which members of the Pillager Band stood up to the federal government along with Bagunagishik of Leech Lake. Our Bagunagishik school is named after him. The pillagers were tired. They're tired of irregular annuity payments, possibly $10 a year they would get, even though $1 million might be in our account. That money wasn't coming back to us. And they were upset about the 46,000 acres of land that had been flooded by the building of the dams on the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Without any concern for how our health and welfare would be affected, even though we are water people and our reservation is 50% water. The pillagers were also upset about the loss of nearly 1 million acres of land that had been given to the federal government for a reservation for the Menominee and Ho-Chunk. And the pillagers had given this nearly 1 million acres of land without any, without being given any money in return for it, because it was supposed to remain Indian land, and it was supposed to be a buffer zone to separate us from the Dakota, the Boonag people, who we were battling with many times. And the pillagers wanted to be compensated for this land in 1898. And the pillagers were ready to set fire to the logging camps too, because loggers had been cutting down our trees and selling living trees as dead and down, thereby treating us of their real value. Anyway, Sugar Point and the pillagers are famous for that last official battle in 1898 between the federal government and an Indian tribe. And you know what? The pillagers won the battle. Miigwech bisandawi eg. Miigwech all of yous for listening. Meet you.